can't imagine any one position being affected more by the loss of the wide receivers than yours. How difficult is that to move on?
Well, we got to move on, and obviously, you know, whenever you lose players, you got to make adjustments, and you know, other guys got to step up, and so you know, nothing's changed in that fact. So, you know, we got some guys, brought back some guys who've been around, been in the system, you know, who've made some plays for us in the past. So we got to get, you know, they'll be ready. They'll know the system. They'll know what they're doing. You know, thrown the routes with them before, and so it shouldn't. You shouldn't have to worry about guys not knowing their assignments. And, you know, so I'll have confidence in them. And we'll go out there, have a good plan, go execute it.
You know, like you said, these guys have experience in the organization. What sort of conversations have you had this, with them joining in middle of the regular season and joining basically something new?
Yeah, just, you know, glad to have him back. TK's a guy who's made plays for us. He's, you know, thrown him touchdowns before, and so you know, glad to have him. You know, he's always been a great great teammate, and a guy who knows what he's doing, can play fast. So good to have him back, a couple other guys. So you know, just excited to have him and excited for their opportunity. Go out there, start a game, get a lot of reps, and make plays for us.
Do you think that these
you have to work more with them since they haven't been around, or they?
Well, that's a good thing. They have been around. So I think it's different when you bring in a guy who is brand new to the system. You know, then you're working all week just to make sure he knows what the routes are, knows what the adjustments are, knows everything. So with these guys, you know, some of them have been here 2 or 3 years. And they know what they're doing. They were just here, you know, a few weeks ago. So they'll be ready. We'll talk. There's always some things you've added in. There's some new plays or different things. But I don't see there being a problem with being on the same page. I think we'll be on the same page. Now it's just about to go competing and making the plays.
How do the vets make sure the mood stays upbeat after a start that obviously no one was expecting and all the injuries piling up?
Well, you just got to – hey, the only way to fix the mood is to get a win. You know, and nothing else is going to change it. Nothing else is going to make you feel any better except going out there and getting a W. So, so we have to have great preparation, we have to have great energy, enthusiasm, excited about this opportunity.
How would you describe the mood right now in here?
You know, I thought it was good. I thought, you know, obviously, hey, everybody's upset about, you know, another tough loss and you know, coming down to the, you know, fourth quarter and not getting that win. But, you know, I think once you get back into the locker room, into the meeting rooms, you start preparing for the next team, the excitement gets up about the opportunities and you see, how you're going to move the ball and score some points.
Eli, how big of an opportunity will this be for Evan Engram? Once the receivers went down Sunday, he started to line up more as a receiver, and that's it. So how big of an opportunity do you see this for him?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a big opportunity for everybody. But obviously, Evan's, guys who have been here, and Evan's been a playmaker already for us, so he'll have some opportunities to, get open. And that's not our goal, is to line him up at receiver. Want to keep him, every once in a while we put him out wide, but want to keep him running plays that he knows how to run.
What about the challenge of facing a very talented Denver defense?
Yeah, they're good. They are a good defense. They have good players. They got a good scheme, and so we have to just have. We got to have great preparation, and we can't make it easy for them. So we got to go out and execute. We got to, be able to, get first downs. Don't make the mistakes, and, see where we can, get some our best matchups and go make some plays.
Eli, how important is it to, you know not to do this, but there's a lot of young guys in the room here, not to look too far ahead at the big picture and just kind of, when you get to this mode, like you want to win 5 in a row in one Sunday, just to get
that. Right. No, hey, we got to get that first one. I think everybody knows that. That's the only way, just to get, get feeling good about things and feeling better and get some excitement around the guys and be, feel good about the work that we're doing and be rewarded for that with a win. And so, and that only comes from, great preparation and going out there and playing great football.
Eli, you're a guy at the stage of your career, you want to be playing for championships at this point. How difficult is this for you? I mean, I got to imagine you didn't see this coming, the idea you're just playing week to week on this point.
Well, hey, you go out there and you play the next game. And It's tough. Yeah, it's tough losing. It's not fun. You know, there's a lot of great things in this game, and you know, losing's the, you know, that's the worst part of it, and you know, but so that's you know, kind of the situation we're in, and now, hey, you still got to go prepare and try to win the next game like always.
Obviously, when a team gets 0-5, and people start talking about draft picks and everything, and naturally, your future is going to kind of be speculated on. Do you think about that at all? Or?
My focus is the Denver Broncos going out there getting a win. That's it.
Have you got a chance to talk to Odell and Brandon and Dwayne, as a matter of fact, as they once they announced that they'd be, their seasons would be ending?
You know, I've just been, you know, talked with Odell after, you know, after the game for a little bit, sent, you know, had some text messages with him, saw Brandon yesterday, but that was before he had, was, you know, went on IR before I knew that, sent him some text messages once I found out, but, you know, you know, obviously they're kind of going through situations and stuff right now. So, you know, definitely we'll you know, get them on the phone and talk to all of them.
Eli, even with those guys, obviously the offense hasn't been where you want it to be this year. I guess, how do you keep the confidence of this offense going with a whole new group of guys that...
Well, I think, you know, we've done some good things. There have been some good things, and it's not, you know, hey, you know, we, you know, last week and under tough, you know, tough circumstances, having lost, you know, three receivers at the time, went down and scored, you know, 14 points and, you know, guys in different spots. So, you know, we've been right there in games. We, you know, have had leads in fourth quarters. We've had rallies and you know, have competed and done some good things. So it's not all bad. We just haven't quite played it, you know, well enough to win some games. And so, you know, we got to be prepared to do whatever it takes to get a win.
How different is it going to be then to see those? I mean, these are drastically different faces in that room and on the field.
Well, you know, the good thing is it's faces that are, you know, they are familiar in the sense that they have played for us and, you know, have had reps with you know, yeah, with all the guys. So it shouldn't be, you know, I expect us to go out there, guys play fast, know what they're doing, and be able to get open, get completions, move the ball.
Yeah, I always see Brandon's on the later stages of his career. Has he indicated to you that he plans and wants to come back next season?
I haven't talked to him about that yet.